Hello, everybody, and welcome to All Sports Best, the podcast. I'm Trey Gonzalez, and I'm here with two special guests, senior soccer players for the Cavemen here in Carlsbad, Austin Naylor, a striker, and Jaron Lunsford, a center back. And I'm going to need to know a lot more about your jobs on the field, but first, how are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Yeah, good.
I'm doing pretty good.
Awesome. Awesome. Guys, you came in here. You told me that you were a little bit nervous. We're going to break that here in just a bit. I wanted to know how you guys got started in soccer. Let's go back into your memory bank and tell me about where it all started.
It all started since I could walk, honestly. My parents put me in league soccer and just went from there.
Were you always a striker?
No, not necessarily. At the beginning, I was a defender to like 12.
Okay.
Then I hit high school and realized I was fast, so.
Okay, and that's what it takes. All right. Jaron, what about you? How did it start for you?
It's basically the same. Started in league and because my parents put me in, and I always thought it was cool. And then I quit in middle school, like 6th and 7th, and I got back into it 8th grade.
Okay, so you guys played, you guys are born and raised here in Carlsbad, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So you had to have either played, if you didn't play on each other's teams, you had to play against each other. Do you remember each other at all on the way up? No, not at all? No.
Not till about 8th grade.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I need to know a little bit more about how you got to where you ended up in high school playing varsity soccer. The training has to be pretty rigorous, right? I mean, you're running all game long. What did it take? What was your conditioning like all throughout high school?
I'm just trying to stay in shape, and so it's that much easier when we get on the field.
That's basically it. I mean, I would just go to the morning fitnesses and then in the afternoon do my own thing.
So you got to tell me about them. Like, I mean, did you guys run miles? Did you run sprints? Was it a combination of both? Do you do drills while you run? I got to know. I mean, I've never done any soccer drills.
It's
very bad at it. So
it's some days we do like weights, like squats and power clean and stuff. And then in that same day, we would add some running in there.
Yeah, it's basically like a combination. So like you'd start off with like a little mile run for us, and then you'd come in and do like core, and you come in and just build up conditioning with a bunch of other drills and ton of pull-ups too. Yeah,
nonstop.
Okay, so in contrary to the popular belief, soccer for guys a lot of times is pretty contact, right? It's got a lot of contact involved and stuff like that. Is that where your weight training comes in handy?
Yes, sir. Yes, definitely. Sir.
Yeah, definitely.
What has been? And I got to know. You guys have a story. Don't. And you better not lie to me here. Have you ever, like, had a story where you maybe shoved somebody down or ran somebody over and maybe deep down inside you were a little bit proud of yourself?
Last game.
Really?
Last game.
That's me about every game.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Nah. So as a striker, you've got to pretty much dominate your way to the goal to score.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what about you, Jaron?
It's basically like you don't get to the net. All means necessary. So, I mean, if I have to truck you, I'll truck you.
Okay. Very cool. That sounded like a threat. Okay. So, you got to tell me a funny part about something that you guys did. I mean, as a team, the way you bond a lot of times come from, you know, the comedic breaks in between practices, games, bus trips, maybe hotel stays. What was one of the funnier things that happened during your soccer career?
For me, honestly, I like to get in fights on the field, so okay. I have a bad temper.
Definitely.
And he's the first one there every time.
Oh, okay.
So
you guys had each other's back.
Mm-hmm. I just look back and see Jaron running down the field.
Sprinting.
So. Do you have a record, like a fighting record?
See, not necessarily fighting, but definitely getting in trouble.
Okay.
He's won all the altercations, though.
So well, there you go.
Undefeated man right there.
So you're looking like Mayweather.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Jaron, what about you? Anything funny ever happened to you? You know, hotel, bus, something like that?
Dang. Really? I mean, nothing really happens. It's just, like, the people around you. So, like, for example, Trey, one of the guys on the team, he's really funny, so he'll make, like, a joke in the hotel or something, and we just can't sleep.
I think really?
I think a funny one in Aztec, we were trying to sleep. It was 1 a.m. and he like woke me up and he's like, "Hey Jaron, look at this meme." And he like showed me all his videos on his phone.
Our team funny. Just bonds on like another level.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask you guys, because every team has that guy, right? There's always a different that guy. Who is the stinky guy? Do you have a stinky guy?
Hmm.
No?
I love you, but Aiden Parent.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we're going to go back to the same thing. A funny guy. You guys have one. Oh, you said it.
That's Trey.
Okay. Do you guys have like a super organized neat guy?
Ooh, a neat guy.
I feel like that'd be Kale.
Kale.
Okay.
Kale kind of seems OCD. His, yeah. His locker. He has his cleats and they have his shin guards in one little spot. And
all right. So Hothead, does that go to Austin?
That's Austin Naylor. That's Austin. Right there. That's Austin.
Okay.
That's
so, and then Jaren, you got the Got Your Back award.
Yep.
Would you say that?
Pretty okay. much.
What about like the always has the newest gear guy?
Oh, that's Jarek.
Yes.
That is Jarek.
All right.
Jarek.
So you guys have all the guys that are on normal teams. Very cool. So tell me about we talked about funny moments. What would you guys say might have been your best moment in high school? And this can be individual or collective.
I don't know. As a team, like the best memory is, I think this year we all bonded like brothers and on the field it showed.
Definitely Cibola.
Yeah, Cibola definitely playing the Albuquerque teams. We held our own.
That was a good one, yeah.
Just turned out not so good.
Not so good
at the end of the season.
Did you guys ever win any awards that were like, all my hard work paid off, and so I'm really proud of myself here? Might have been a good moment as well.
I think like I got sports favorite, so I was like, well, that makes me feel good about how I'm being towards the team and the guys. Sure. So I think that's the only award I've gotten though.
Yeah, about a couple years, and like 9th and 10th grade, I got offensive player of the year. But
nice. So there you go. So all the hard work does pay off, right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. So tell me what you guys do, and we're going to get we're going to get back into soccer. We're going to talk about your futures and where you guys are planning to go. But outside of soccer, you have to do something that, you know, that piques your interest, something that's fun, something that, you know, keeps you going on the weekends. What is it outside of soccer and school that really is your hobby?
Besides playing PlayStation.
Yeah, so tell me about PlayStation. Is it Fortnite? Are you a Fortnite guy?
No, it's all about that Red Dead Redemption.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay. What else?
Just hanging out with friends. I mean, it's a small town. Can't really do much.
Sure. Jared?
For me, it's Xbox, actually.
Oh.
What?
That's a feud right there.
That is a feud. I'll play Xbox, and I'll pretty much most of the time I just draw, and I'll do a bunch of animations. That's about it.
Awesome.
And like if I go and hang out with a friend, it's just going to go eat and then come back home.
Cool. Jaren, this is actually going to be a plug spot for you here.
Oh.
You're working on an animation. Is that correct?
That is correct.
You got to tell me all about it. And what's it called?
I don't know, man. I mean, I have
it's a working title.
It's a working title, but I have like, it's going to be in like episodic series. Okay. So like the first episode's called Spooky Season. It's like a Halloween thing, just because that's what we say Halloween now. We say Spooky Season.
Okay. Is it S-Z?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, there you go.
It's basically just like a bunch of friends doing a bunch of stupid stuff.
And did you create these? Are they cartoons or they claymations? Okay.
Yeah.
Cartoons.
I mean, awesome. I've also been sculpting a bunch of claymation stuff, but I don't think I'm going to do anything with that because that's too difficult.
Okay. Send us that link. We'll put it up on the site.
Oh, yes. Of course.
You guys have a future coming up. What is it in your future that you see as far as college goes?
I'm actually going to apply to a college in Georgia. So Savannah Arts and Design is the college I'm going to try to go to. And I think the backup's going to be in Florida. I'm going to try to go to FSU.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's basically it for me. I'm just going to try to build up my animation career. That's about all I've got.
Awesome. And voiceovers?
Oh, yeah. Mute my voice.
Austin, what about you?
Well, I wanted to do physical therapy for the longest time, and I want to go to Texas Tech, but if that doesn't work out, I'll probably end up going to Las Cruces.
And do either of you have any desire to play soccer at the next level?
Yes, sir.
I do, definitely. Yeah. I just haven't put myself out there. So I haven't been like trying to get the opportunity, but I mean, that's probably a regret, but I do want to try to play at college level and then the next level. So
what was it about Georgia that sparked you?
I don't know. I just thought, I mean, for me, it's like animation colleges, they're not really local and they're not really in Texas. So it's going to be on like Florida and Georgia and like California.
Okay.
Those are like the three states. And I just thought Georgia would be better. I don't know why. It's just California is too big for me.
Sure. Sure. Austin, what is it about Lubbock that draws you in?
It's not too big, not too small. It's close to home.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. I got to know about some of the things that you guys, you know, you talked about when we first came in and kind of got the icebreakers going. Your sports teams, we just talked about it. Austin's favorite baseball team just won the World Series, in five games. Yeah. So it was quite a dominant performance. Austin, what was it that night that you did to, you know, celebrate? Did you do anything?
Jumped up and down and laughed at my dad because he likes the Dodgers.
Oh, really? So that's a family feud right there. Yes, sir. Very cool. What about you, Jaren?
I threw a remote because I absolutely hate the Red Sox.
You guys have a lot of feuds between each other.
Oh, yeah.
So Jaren likes the Yankees. Austin likes the Red Sox. Jaren likes Xbox. Austin likes PS4. So there's a lot of things that you guys don't like about each other, but yet it still works, right, as a team.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. What about the NBA?
Miami Heat.
Celtics.
Really?
Yeah, even though I like the Yankees, I mean, it's New York and Boston, but I still like the Celtics.
Okay, that works. And then what about NFL?
Baltimore Ravens.
You're gross.
Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely disgusting. I'm a Cowboys fan.
Okay. All right, and that's quite popular here in Carlsbad for sure. Do either of you guys do fantasy leagues?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Really?
Yes.
Sir, I do not.
What's your best player?
Antonio Brown.
Oh, okay, all right, and that's on my favorite team.
So. That was an instant draft pick for me.
Oh, really?
Instant.
Didn't even show up to the draft.
Nope.
All right, fair enough. Guys, I'm going to do a thing called Rapid Fire. I know that I told you guys about it before, but for those of you that are listening for the first time, I'm going to be throwing questions at them that they have no idea what's coming their way. So, they're going to be answering these off the top of their head. It's about them. Shouldn't be too bad. You guys ready for this?
Sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. To start you off, favorite color?
Blue.
Yeah, blue.
Favorite candy?
Reese's.
Nerds.
Favorite shoe brand?
Vans.
Adidas now.
Favorite car?
Ooh.
Camaro.
Mustang.
Nice. Favorite food item?
Pizza.
Yeah, pizza.
Favorite actor or actress?
Matthew McConaughey. Easy.
Nice.
I have no clue.
Are you a big fan of his Lincoln commercials?
Oh, God. No, I haven't even seen the Lincoln commercials. Should I be worried?
Yes, you should.
Oh, no.
Song in your head?
JT by John Bellion.
Okay.
I failed again. I have no clue.
Favorite class hour?
Second.
Oh, I don't really have class hours.
can you elaborate on second hour?
DSS.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I just like all my clay sculpting classes. So, okay. I mean, it's basically just a time frame. So I'll say like second period because that's about what time it is.
That's fair. Favorite item you own?
My PlayStation.
Xbox.
Okay. Favorite Kaleidoscoops ice cream flavor?
Superman.
You got to go with the just normal chocolate.
Normal
chocolate? Just normal chocolate.
Okay. That's a first. TV show. Favorite TV show?
Ooh.
God.
I don't even watch TV anymore.
Yeah, no.
I think my favorite of all time would... I mean, come on. Whose isn't it? It's my childhood. SpongeBob.
SpongeBob. Okay.
That was my childhood. That has to be it.
Probably like Chicago Fire or something like that.
Oh, that's a good one. That's
Dude,
a good one.
You're just totally off me right now.
We're opposites. How are we friends?
It's terrible.
Red or green chili?
Green.
Green, yeah.
Okay. See, you guys get along there.
Oh, yeah.
Favorite teacher?
Oof.
We have way different teachers.
Oh, yeah. I'd say Tammy Hart, my English teacher. She was dope.
Probably Chancey Allen.
Awesome. Very cool. Spicy or mild?
Spicy.
I'm a mild man.
God. Favorite movie?
Ooh,
of all time.
8 seconds.
Yeah, 8 seconds. Okay. Yeah, I vibe that.
Favorite band or artist?
Ooh, that's rough.
God. Favorite. I love the reactions to this.
Probably John Bellion.
Okay.
I'm stuck.
Stuck, okay. Or you? What kind of genre?
Everything.
Everything, okay. Apple or Android?
Apple, by far.
Yeah, Apple, 100%.
Okay. And dream job?
Physical therapist.
Okay. Yeah.
Digital animator.
There you go. Perfect. Guys, before we go, and I really appreciate you guys being on the show, and, of course, giving us a little insight in your lives and some of the answers to some of the things that you guys did throughout the year. Do you have any advice for any young athletes that are, you know, aspiring to be successful soccer players or, you know, be successful in sports in general in high school?
Oh, I can write a paragraph on that.
Never give up. Just keep on going until you get what you want.
That's basically it. Yeah, I would say hard work beats talent, you know? I mean,
definitely.
I went out and just worked hard. I just busted my butt. I mean, we really aren't given anything, so you really have to work for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Guys, thank you once again so much for being on the show. I enjoyed having you guys, and I wish you the very best of luck with the rest of your senior years.
Thank you.
Hey guys, don't forget to share, like, and subscribe.